USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
More than 125 million Americans were under heat warnings and advisories overnight as a dangerous heat wave that began in the southwest heads into central and southern United States. The National Weather Service is warning that a dangerous combination of heat and humidity will affect the majority of the lower 48 states before the week is over. And there's a few signs the heat will not go away as the first official day of summer is in 1 week. The stock market sell-off deepened Monday with the Standard & Poor's 500 entering a bear market. Faced with rising chances of a Federal Reserve rate hike, investors broadly unloaded risk. The Standard & Poor's 500 fell 3.9% as 495 of its 500 components ended the day lower. The declines left the United States benchmark down more than 20% from its January record. It is Flag Day in the United States. Get out those stars and bars. USA Radio News.
You ever make a change and then think, why didn't I do this years ago? Well, that's how people feel about switching to MediShare for their health care, especially now with inflation the way it is. People are very happy with the savings. Most families save about $500 a month when they switch. It's a huge help when prices are going up so fast in so many other areas. And MediShare's customer satisfaction rate is double that of health insurance. It's just a different experience, and people really like that. MediShare is an alternative to health insurance. It's a community of Christians who share each other's health care bills, and it's been going strong for over 25 years. It really is the gold standard, the most trusted name in health care sharing. Find out why people love it. Find out why they rave about the customer service, and find out how good it feels to save some money right now. They're super easy to talk to. Here's the number, 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE, 833-34-BIBLE.
Amazon is accusing union organizers of threatening employees. Now union acceptance at one Amazon location is in jeopardy.
A hearing is underway that will decide whether or not a historic win against Amazon will stand or whether the union election will be redone. In April, the Amazon labor union were successful in organizing a warehouse on Staten Island. Weeks after the election, the retail giant filed 25 objections to the election, accusing union organizers of harassing and threatening employees who weren't supporting the union, among other charges. The hearing is expected to last several days and is being live-streamed on Zoom. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns in New York.
SpaceX cleared a key hurdle Monday for its plan to launch a gigantic spacecraft into orbit from Texas. The Federal Aviation Administration concluded an environmental review of the Starship base and saw no significant environmental concerns. At nearly 400 feet, Starship is the most powerful rocket ever built and is meant to carry people to the moon and Mars. USA Radio News.
The buy one, get one free special going on now at MyPillow. MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillows, the Roll and Go, Go Anywhere MyPillows, and six-piece towel sets on special. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find out all the great deals you can get right now at MyPillow. MyPillow.com/USA.
Peter Navarro, former advisor for President Trump on Newsmax Monday, says Congress has weaponized the January 6th committee, calling it a kangaroo court.
That Congress is not supposed to weaponize its investigatory powers for judicial ends. I mean, can't, by the separation of powers in our Constitution, act as judge, jury, and executioner as the judicial function is. So what you're seeing with this very scripted event, the kangaroo court, is essentially the trial of Donald Trump yet again. And I would say, Eric, that all seven Democrats on that select committee, as it's called, have a five-year history of trying to basically a coup d'etat, remove Trump from office for bogus reasons, whether it was the discredited Russia hoax to begin with, two phony impeachments, and three House resolutions that try to remove Trump for various reasons.
California lifeguards said the population of great white sharks has increased five times between 2017 and 2021, revealing that nearly all of the sightings were young sharks. Chris Lowe, a professor in marine biology, says Southern California is their nursery, and San Diego has become a hot spot for sharks. In particular, the young like to eat stingrays. I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.